This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX, our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Good afternoon, I'm Joey McLaughlin. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert. The doctors are here, Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean. Hey guys, how are you? Good to have you here today as we talk about everything to keep you healthy, right?
Yeah. We're going to talk on a lot of subjects to cover today, so we're going to be moving quite quickly. And Dr. Sean, we're going to go ahead and start us off as usual.
As always, as we begin every episode, we always like to tell our listeners that our mission at our office and just in practice is to help as many people in our community as we can get healthy and stay healthy without the use of surgery and medications. We strive for it every day in our practice. We want people to know that's what we're all about. And if that's what you're looking for in your life, you're tired of the medications, tired of being put through the surgical procedures that aren't getting you the results you're looking for, that's what we do and that's what we're all about.
You run into those people quite a bit, right? Somebody comes in and goes, look, I've done this. Nothing's fixing me.
Sadly, more often than not. Yeah. We see it quite often, and it's not what we want to see, but we're here to help, and that's the mission that we are on and what we want people to know that we're all about.
I want to take this time again to thank Kelly Greeley, the girl to know in radio, for giving us this opportunity to educate people. This means a lot to us. We want people to be educated and informed so that everybody can make good decisions.
And as any listener that's heard any of our previous shows knows, that we like to touch on a lot of topics and retouch on them week to week. And not that I want to keep retouching on things from previous episodes, but I came home probably was after the episode last week, and my wife presented me with an article that was perfectly relatable to what we were talking about last week. It was an article in USA Today, and it was on Roundup and the toxins that they're finding in cereals. And apparently the World Health, and this is all tied back to the cancer-causing glyphosate component of this Roundup, and the World Health Organization has come out and said this is a carcinogen, this is cancer-causing. And the studies went to look at 29 different products, cereal-based products, everything from Nature Valley crunchy granola bars to Lucky Charms and instant oatmeals and things of that sort. And out of the 29 that they tested, 24 of them contained above normal levels. The craziest part is apparently they allow levels of these carcinogens to be in the foods, and all of these products were containing excess levels of these carcinogens in the Lucky Charms and all these regular cereals that most people are eating on a everyday
basis.
Giving them to the kids. And it's one of those things we want people to know that when you're eating this stuff, realize that there are better options. If you can choose organic, do it. So we don't want to beat that situation to death. But when I read that article, I just wish I had seen it before the show last week. But it actually came out last week on the day we did the
show. I'm a big fan of eggs and fruit and some nuts for breakfast. That's why I tell people all the time, get back to the whole foods, get back to nutrition. We realize that all this process and all these cereals are processed. We'll get into that later. But right now I want to open it up to Dr. Shea. She's going to be talking a little bit about pediatrics and chiropractic.
Yeah, so today we're going to just talk a little bit about pediatrics. Kids, I don't know if people know that children can start getting adjusted the minute they're brought into this world, which is huge because I don't think a lot of adults know that kids can get adjusted. One big thing that I wanted to hit on, now that school's coming into play, lots of kids are exposed to different sicknesses, colds, those types of things. And one of the big ones is ear infections. Over 35% of all pediatrics that are brought into chiropractors are from ear infections. And if you were to go the medical route, the first thing people normally do is put one on antibiotics. Typically, the antibiotic is amoxicillin. Then I went on drugs.com and I looked up side effects of amoxicillin, which could be nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, oral thrush, which is a yeast infection in a child, shortness of breath, things like that. And if that doesn't work, then surgery which is a big thing. I don't know if people have been in touch with tube surgery. Or,
I was going to say, yeah, you hear that all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Kids getting tubes in their ears.
Yes, exactly. And then that also removing adenoids and tonsils. I don't know if people are aware what adenoids and tonsils do, but they're a huge part of the immune system.
For the longest time, it was just like, oh, they don't do anything, right?
Right,
yeah, exactly. Get them out of there.
Exactly. They get inflamed. They stay inflamed. Let's get rid of them, and that'll make everything better.
Right.
But their goal and their job is to help trap pathogens that enter through the mouth, through the nose, and to get rid of any bacteria or viruses that enter the body. Typically, when you have a cold, those things tend to swell up because they're trying to fight off those defense mechanisms, and instead people just get rid of them. So that automatically gets your child more accustomed to getting more ear infections, more colds, things like that. I was reading on kidshealth.org, the American Medical Association and the World Health Organization talking about breastfeeding and how a lot of people who do formula feeding actually have more risks of ear infections, more risks of allergies, things like that, and just how important breastfeeding is. It helps, again, defend against infections, prevents allergies, and also could help in longstanding chronic illnesses. And also, I don't know if mothers are aware of this, but breastfeeding also helps protect them from different types of illnesses. I saw an article talking about how it reduces the risk of breast cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, even may help prevent uterine and ovarian cancer in moms, which is huge.
Yeah.
I also, back in Colorado when I was there, I had the opportunity to work with a couple little kids. One in particular was a six-month-old whose mother brought him in because he was having ear infections. I would say chronically, it had been happening for a couple months, and he was fussy, he wasn't sleeping, he wasn't eating, he was kind of a terror, unfortunately, for his parents. And literally after one adjustment, she brought him in 2 days later, sleeping fine, eating, happy, happy child, and he was signed up to go get the tube surgery.
Oh.
And
Avoided it,
which
and the,
is...
And the beautiful thing is no drugs.
Nope.
No surgeries. Just letting the body that's designed by God to be healthy and self-healing is actually doing its thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is amazing. And then I also read, it was a groundbreaking 1997 study in the Journal of Clinical Chiropractic Pediatrics. They took a study with about 300 children ages 27 days to 5 years who had had issues of chronic ear infections. And after a series of, I think it was five adjustments to the children, about 80% of the children did not have another ear infection within the next 6 months. And then they did a reevaluation, and that stayed true. So I thought that was pretty interesting as well.
And then this beautiful thing, Dr. Sean a little bit later is going to talk about the golden rule, but again, what people need to realize, these tonsils and adenoids are our first line of defense. Why would we ever want to remove these things? They inflame because they're responding to pathogens.
They're doing their job, right?
They're doing their job. However, the powers that be think differently. In conventional medicine, as one patient stated to me, is just, it's a different animal. And that's why we want to educate people. We want people to know the truth, and we want everybody to get healthy and live great and healthy lives.
Another thing that brings a lot of babies and infants into chiropractic clinics, just colic in general, you know, long bouts of crying, a lot of times linked to digestive problems.
Well, say tummy problems, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the first time I actually saw a colicky baby, I was in student clinic, and a guy who I was treating as just a normal patient was like, well, do you work on babies? And I'm like, well, I've learned about working on babies, but I haven't yet.
Right.
And he brought his baby in. It was an adopted child, so it was formula fed, and she was eating, I remember the number they said, I don't know what, you know, amounts they were using, but she was eating a seventh of what she should normally be eating.
Oh, goodness.
Crying for 2 hours at a time, 3 hours at a time.
Wow.
Just like making the parents miserable. She's clearly miserable. Got my hands on her once. They bring her back in. She was like 90% better. Adjusted her again. Never saw her again because she was completely good.
For colic.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, people don't know that. And if you take a baby elsewhere, I don't know what they put them on, but I don't really want to know, because there's no infant in the world that should be on heavy medication, you know, a few weeks after birth. It's just not right.
And I got a real, real funny story dating back to when Dr. Sean was a little baby, newborn baby.
Right.
I used to have to, because he was colicky, I literally used to have to carry him in my arms as I cut the grass because that calmed him down.
Right.
So I don't know if it was the noise or the movement or the combination of both.
Something worked, right?
But I was an engineer at that time. I wasn't a chiropractor. I didn't know anything about that. But for him, holding him in my arms, carrying him as I literally cut the grass was his magical cure.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. If you have a question, 753-1240 is the number.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I ride.
This is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness on Ask the Expert. Dr. Sean, how do we get a hold of you if somebody's interested? Maybe they've got a colicky baby right now, and they're like, oh, I need to call them.
You can reach us at 217-698-5800. Our website is reedfamilywellness.com, and we are on Facebook as well. So feel free to call us. Like I said, we're always looking to help anybody who's looking for the help. In the first segment, we got to talking about pregnancy, children adjusting, and one thing that people always bring up, and I think a lot of people have questions out there, and I've read stuff on the internet, people are always wondering, well, how do you adjust a baby? You know, the way you adjust an adult, you know, and the heavy force, if you do manual adjusting, like how can you do that to a baby? And it's completely different. Okay. The touch, it's such a different force. We use instrument style adjustments as well for babies and infants. And once again, we've seen everything in the office. The youngest I've seen is, I think, 3 weeks old.
Wow.
All the way up to, you know, young children, toddlers, all teenagers, all the way up to oldest guy in the office right now is 96. So
I was going to say, my oldest couple I ever treated was both in their mid-90s.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, once again, children, babies, they need adjusted too. Pregnant women, we see pregnant women constantly. My wife is actually in her third trimester, about to have our first child, and you better believe that when that baby...
Congratulations, very exciting.
Thank you very much. And you better believe when that baby comes out, it's getting adjusted.
Right.
People don't realize the birthing process, even though natural as it may be, is traumatic. And when the baby's pushed through the birth canal, you know, a lot of stuff can get shifted. And, you know, babies can come out with things like torticollis, which is like a twisted neck. They can come out, plagiocephaly, which is like a flattening of the head, can be from, you know, how they're sitting in the womb. It can also be from, you know, them laying on their backs for extended periods of time. There's a lot of things that, you know, post birth that children may need worked out. And like I said, there's not a chance that within the first 30 minutes to an hour that, you know, our baby's not going to have its first adjustment. And I want people out there to know that, hey, it is safe. And if you're hearing otherwise, you're getting the wrong facts. And we want people to know that, you know, you don't want to be putting children on medication. You want to avoid medical intervention, you know, as much as possible. And so, you know, the pregnancy, you know, women, their bodies are changing, hormones are changing, the biomechanics of their body are shifting around as they get bigger. So I've been adjusting my wife Tara weekly for sure, depending on, you know, what she needs. And she's been feeling pretty good. She's been one of the lucky ones. She has had no adverse effects and no ill effects from her pregnancy. Yeah, knock on wood. Dr. Chris is over there knocking on wood. She's been feeling pretty darn good. And so, you know, that makes my job a little bit easier. But as she gets bigger and gets further, you know, towards the end there, she's going to probably have more stress on the body. And you better believe she's going to be getting more and more adjustments.
Definitely. Yeah, and just going back with that again, I know I kind of briefly talked about the breastfeeding versus the formula feeding. And just with that, I mean, breastfeeding is so important. Why? Because there are antibodies that are being passed from the mother to the baby to, again, help strengthen their immune system and prevent anything such as ear infections, allergies, respiratory infections, even SIDS, which is the sudden infant death syndrome, which is a huge deal. And just the nutrition and the ease of digestion on the baby that comes with breastfeeding, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And so if you guys know, you know, anybody out there who's, you know, kids are having these problems, please, you know, get out there, take a look on the internet, realize that, you know, we're doing some stuff in our office that you might not have heard of before, but you'll be happy that you gave us a visit. We see these things, we love to help these things, and it's very preventable stuff.
And the great thing about kids and just being child is that their cells are turning over so rapidly that they just tend to respond so much more quickly than adults. And again, although they have stressors on their brains and their lives, it's nothing comparable to what adults have. So kids respond, as a rule, more quickly, much more quickly than adults.
Always. Always. Yes. Seen it many a time. Another thing we're wanting to touch on today, and we have in previous episodes, but athletes. Kids just start back school, either
back
mid last
it, right?
week or,
yeah.
or this week. And we treat lots of athletes in our clinic. And we don't just treat them for injuries. We treat them for prevention. I was looking up some quotes from some big stars in the athletic world who use chiropractic and are advocates for chiropractic, one being Michael Jordan, MJ, quoted as saying, since I've been in chiropractic, I've improved by leaps and bounds, both mentally and physically, which that mental aspect, what do we talk about all the time?
The brain,
the stress stuff. Michael Jordan not just said it was helping his body physically, it was helping his mental game.
Right.
That's pretty powerful. And obviously coming from his mouth, one of the best athletes of all time, best basketball player of all time, that's saying something. Jerry Rice, one of the best receivers of all time. Chiropractic was the key to keeping me in the game. Tiger Woods, I've been going to chiropractors for as long as I can remember, and it's as important to my training as practicing my swing. Quoted by Tiger Woods.
Right.
Once again, why are all these athletes doing this stuff? Because they want to be top notch. They don't want to be running into injuries. It doesn't mean they'll never have an injury, but they're giving themselves the best chance at being, elite. And when you hear these guys say that stuff, it's awesome. We know that, but most people don't know that.
I got introduced to this again back in late 80s from an Olympic athlete, an 84 Olympian. And I found out at that time when I was living out in California that all these professional athletes and triathletes were getting treated, and Olympic athletes, they were getting treated more proactively. Their game is, hey, I've got to be at the top of my game. And this was part of being at the top of their game. So that's how I got introduced to chiropractic many years ago. Again, a life changer for me, sent me back to school to become one, and here I am today. Real quick story about a young athlete I treated last fall. This is a football player in his senior year, came into my office with a badly sprained ankle on a Friday after his game, well, Saturday morning after he played Friday. That following Friday, we had him back in the game, and he was one of the key players of the team. Had him back playing 1 week later. Again, realize that sprained strains, on average, take about 4 to 6 weeks to heal. So that was ecstatic. But I explained to he and his parents, now that we have him back in the game, let's keep him in the game.
Right.
So we treated him. We kept him in the game. He did great the rest of the football season. Guess what? Then he moved into basketball season. And I just said to his parents, hey, ideally, have him come in here every 2 weeks, get adjusted. The key now is to keep him playing and avoid injury, which we were able to successfully do. And guess what? He got a scholarship to college.
Nice.
So he had a great senior year. He was able to play without injury after that initial sprain strain. It was awesome. I did the same thing with my son, my youngest son. Kept him in basketball for 2 years with no injuries. Knock on wood on that. but again, the point of this, get you well as quickly as possible. More importantly, keep you well, keep you highly functional. This is really important for athletes, a big deal, because they want to stay in the game.
Well, and on top of it, I mean, I don't have kids yet, obviously, but I've seen...
Very close.
Yeah, very close. But I've seen the scheduling, that these kids are in nowadays with sports, with the traveling and the intensity, and it's definitely more intense than even when I was young. And so, we're talking high school athletes. I mean, we've seen college athletes. We've seen lots of high school athletes, but I mean, even down to... I mean, when are they putting football pads on kids now?
Yeah.
Second grade, first grade? I don't even know.
Soccer, because they start young too.
Yeah, and it's like, even at that age, there's lots of falls and bumps and this and that. And if you're letting those accumulate over time, it could equal to become, a big problem,
right,
as opposed to just, little micro injuries. And the whole prevention thing, it's all about keeping the body biomechanically sound. Make sure that things are functioning well, because if they're functioning well, you're not as likely to make a wrong cut and tear an ACL or any kind of crazy injury like that. There's so many injuries nowadays that are non-contact injuries, and once again, if your body's functioning the way that it should, you're going to be less likely and less prone to running into those injuries. And that's what we want to help people avoid.
And on that realm too, the beauty of what we do is, remember, we're about balancing the brain. What's controlling everything? What's controlling your movement? What's controlling your biomechanics is the brain. Why do we want to keep the brain balanced? Because that's the master control system. That's controlling everything. You have a balanced brain, you're going to be less apt to have an injury because you're operating properly. So that's kind of where we're heading. That's what we're trying to teach people. Anyway, this guy did great. He was healthy the whole season, which we were ecstatic for, and we see that a lot.
And also, I had a whole list of quotes, and just because I like this one too, I'm going to say it anyhow. Arnold Schwarzenegger was quoted as saying that bodybuilders and fitness people have been using chiropractic very extensively in order to stay healthy and fit. And then he said, went on to say, I found it was better to go to the chiropractor before you get injured. And I thought that was awesome, because that's that proactive stuff that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, we like to help people that are injured. We like to help people that are coming in with problems. But more than that, we want people to understand the power of being proactive. And we've said this many a time, just like you go get your oil changed, just like you get your tires rotated, just like you go get your teeth cleaned. You're not waiting until you have cavities or till you're blowing out a tire, your car's, you know, falling apart on the side of the road. We're being proactive and all these things. We're not waiting for the problem, but we sure do with our body. We'd like people to understand that if you're proactive with your body the same way you are with the other things, you're going to have a lot healthier life, and you're going to feel quite a bit better.
How do we get a hold of you if somebody's maybe got a kid and they're just getting into football or to soccer or golf, anything, right?
217-698-5800. That's 217-698-5800. And reedfamilywellness.com, and that's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
And if you want to talk to one of the docs this afternoon, 753-1240 is the number, 753-1240. This is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings grow.
Give us a call if you have a question this afternoon. Covering a lot of stuff this afternoon. So, give us a call, 753-1240 to talk to one of the docs, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, Dr. Shea, all in studio this afternoon.
And happy to be here.
Yeah,
happy to be here. We're going to start off this segment talking about an email question we received. And the person was asking about FDA-approved vitamins. And my receptionist asked me, you know, are FDA-approved vitamins? Do we carry FDA-approved vitamins? And I said to her, there are no vitamins that are FDA approved. So I thought, you know what, I better back that up. So I got on the internet, and I'm going to read this statement real quickly. FDA approved vitamins, while vitamins are a common dietary supplement, they are subject to much less regulatory supervision than medications.
WTAX.
Unlike medications and prescription drugs, the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, does not have to approve or even inspect vitamins sold in the United States.
Okay. What's your
that's huge.
Scary.
And that's scary. Well, I'm glad they don't have regulatory, because that would mess everybody up and make vitamins extremely expensive if they were in charge.
Okay. Can you hang on?
However, what it does do is allows a lot of companies to produce what I call garbage vitamins and sell them on the market. And I will tell you, two of the companies that I'm not real happy with are Centrum and Nature Made. And I had another email question. A person who was taking our magnesium came in, and we were on vacation in the third week of July. She came in to get her magnesium, but we were gone. So she went to the local store, or I don't know if it was Walgreens or whatever it was, but she picked up Nature's Made magnesium. And she left a copy. She sent a copy because she wanted me to evaluate it. So I look at the back of the bottle, and it says, magnesium oxide 100%. Now here's the problem with oxides. They are the cheapest form of the element available, and a lot of companies use oxides in their products because they're cheap, and the bottom line is these companies want to make money. Now do these people really care about your health when they're putting the cheapest form of that mineral in the product? To me, no, they don't. But this was magnesium oxide. So I got on the internet, did a little bit more research on oxides, found out that magnesium oxide is used mostly in store-bought brands of magnesium supplements. And guess what? The bioavailability can be as low as 4%. So again, 4% in one study on magnesium oxide.
And what that means is that's how much that you are capable of absorbing.
Okay. 4%.
For people that don't know
which is horrific, by the way.
Right?
Yeah. And that's bad
that
news.
That might be over people's heads.
We got a call, Joy?
Yeah, we do. Bob's on the phone. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
What's your question?
Doctor, would you discuss diverticulitis? I had an occasion to experience that this year, and I'd like to not do that again.
Diverticulitis, again, inflammatory of the diverticula of the intestines, and they inflame. And the biggest, I would tell you, in just dealing with this for the last 20 years, the biggest thing with so many of these digestive issues is poor digestion leading back to stress. Stress is a big factor. Stress and aging, I was just having this conversation with a patient today. Stress and aging are responsible for poor digestion. And if your digestive tract is not healthy, you start developing a lot of problems. Diverticulitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel syndrome, you know, just gas, bloating, indigestion. I mean, the list goes on. And again, I talked about before, allergies, eczema, psoriasis, all these, and asthma, these things stem from poor digestion. And diverticulitis is right there in there. So you want to get a very healthy digestive tract. And that's what I've been studying for 33 years and have a great, you know, ability to help people with that. But those diverticulae get inflamed, and that's, again, because your digestive tract is not healthy. A lot of times these people tend to be on antacids. We've talked about this before, so I don't want to belabor that issue. But again, when you have a normal and healthy digestive tract, your stomach actually produces acid to help digest proteins, kill pathogenic bacteria and things like that. And that's what we're not seeing. We're seeing a lot of people on antacids, which is completely changing the pH of the stomach and allowing a lot of these bugs to proliferate and to grow and to carry through. And all of a sudden you have lots of high incidence of colon cancer, stomach cancer. Why is this happening? Again, because of medications.
Right.
And so this gentleman, you know, yes, diverticulitis can be helped. You need the good information. Please give her office a call. And thank you for the call, by the way. But our office, 217-698-5800, I would love to sit down and have a consult with you to discuss this problem, because you can be helped. But getting back to the cheapness in vitamins and the oxides, and another big thing, Tums for calcium. How many people take Tums when they have an acid problem? And again, I years ago when I was in school, 25 years ago, opened up a medical magazine, and there was a full-page article, Tums for calcium.
Right.
Well, guess what? Tums is made of calcium carbonate. And what is the purpose of calcium carbonate in Tums? It's to neutralize acid. Now, here's the problem with that. And people, and this is going to get, I hope it doesn't get too high above people's heads, but in order for our body to properly digest and assimilate calcium, our stomachs need to be acidic. We need to have an acidic environment, which, when your stomach functions properly, you have. Okay, so in order to properly break down and absorb calcium, you need an acidic environment in your stomach. Well, again, what does Tums do?
It neutralizes acid.
Now, that's a whole other story about how people get acid reflux to begin with, but that's, again, getting back to poor digestion. But again, the bottom line is that Tums is not a good source of calcium. Calcium carbonate is, again, the cheapest form, like magnesium oxide. Calcium carbonate is the cheapest form of calcium. You're not breaking it down. You're not absorbing it properly. Why? Because you need an acidic environment. And again, that calcium carbonate is what Tums is 100% composed of, and it's actually neutralizing that acid. So it's a whole catch-22 situation. A lot of misinformation out there in the world. People are spending a lot of money on a lot of vitamins, and no offense, wasting a lot of money.
Right.
That's why we do what we do. We want people to get the good info. We take an example, a lot of standard processed products, which these are products are made from whole organic foods. They're very nutritious. They're designed for our bodies to assimilate them well and to absorb them well. I had a gentleman call. We were talking about the Core 4 a few weeks back, and he said, what is the Core 4? These are standard process products that we sell in our office, Catalin, Tuna Omega-3, trace minerals with B12, and calcium lactate. I did a little study just out of simple curiosity on the cost on if you get these products on Amazon versus the cost in our office.
Right.
Catalin, which is our multivitamin, which we take every day, twice a day, breakfast and dinner. If you get this on Amazon, it's $54 for a 360-tablet bottle of Catalin. $54. If you get it in our office, it's $38.
That's a little cheaper.
That's a little bit cheaper. Tuna omega-3 oil, $29 on Amazon, $21 in our office. Trace minerals B12, $19.80 on Amazon, $14 in our office. So what am I trying to say? I told a patient today, I have always been of the mindset that I want to get great products, pharmaceutical grade, high quality products to my clients in a very respectable, cost efficient manner so that I can help them get healthy.
Right.
So we're beating Amazon's prices. So again, we just want people to get the good information. Last thing, I'm going to put a quick note here on Centrum. How many people take Centrum out there?
It's a big one, isn't it? Yeah.
Huge, and they advertise. They spend millions of dollars on advertising, but guess what? They make one of the cheapest, least expensive products out there. Some of their products, I guess, well, here it is. Ingredients, calcium carbonate, magnesium oxide. Didn't I just talk about those two? Here's another one. Hydrogenated palm oil. That's not good. Yellow six-leg. Guess what? That's a food coloring.
Okay.
Why do you want a food coloring in your vitamin?
Because they're pretty.
Exactly. Here's another one. DL-alpha tocopherol acetate, which is vitamin E. I guess this is the synthetic form of vitamin E. It's not the form that you want.
Right.
Cheapness.
All right.
Not good quality, but they advertise really well, so people buy their products.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you to maybe talk to you about the Core 4 or any of the other vitamins you carry, how do they do that?
You can give us a call at 217-698-5800 or at reedfamilywellness.com.
All right. You can give us a call this afternoon here on Ask the Expert, too. This is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness. Our number is 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Covering a lot of territory this afternoon. If you have a question about any of it, 753-1240 is our number. And how do we get a hold of you guys? Any of the docs, right? We can call and ask for any of the docs, right?
Absolutely.
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 What's the number?
Number's 217-698-5800.
ReedFamilyWellness.com, R-E-I-D, FamilyWellness.com. We're here to serve.
We're starting off this segment with a quote by Bob Proctor, who's a motivational speaker. He said the ability to self-motivate is the cornerstone for true wealth. And I was just reading that the other day. It's probably true. Well, it's obviously true. But but when I read it, all I could think was the ability to self-motivate is the cornerstone for true health as well. Mm. That's something that we talk about. I was driving the other day, and it just kind of came to me. The golden rule popped in my head. And for anybody who doesn't know what the golden rule is, the golden rule says that treat others the way that you want to be treated. It's just a way to live life, you know, to have peace on earth. Although we don't really have that right now, it's a good approach to life, because if you go around with a good attitude and you treat other people the way you want to be treated, more often than not, you're probably going to get the same in return. So I thought that was a really good, you know, so that's pretty much the golden rule of life. And then I was thinking a golden rule of health would be treat your body the way you want your body to treat you.
Right.
Nobody wakes up one day and says, I want to have cancer. I want to have heart disease. I want to feel like crap today. I want to have headaches and feel fatigued and not get sleep at night. Nobody thinks that they're pursuing that. Nobody's asking for that. But guess what? Yes, you are. When you don't do the things on a daily basis, you don't treat your body the way you want your body to treat you, well, your body's going to treat you bad. And when people start to kind of look in the mirror and realize, you know, these things that are happening to me, they're not happening for no reason. You know, you got to kind of put the blame back on yourself and not take that as something to discourage you, but something to motivate you to realize, hey, I hold the key, and all I got to do is, you know, put the key in and turn it. And when you start to take that approach to your health, it's a pretty impactful thing. And so what we try and do with our patients is just motivate them. It's all about motivation.
Motivate them and help them get involved and to take responsibility. Like I just had a conversation with two patients this morning. I said, listen, now that you're doing better, I'm seeing you much less. I'm seeing you once a week only. I need you to take responsibility, to do the stretches that we've talked about, to do the things that you need to do to take hold of this and to keep things functioning well and going well.
And I think a lot of times people look at the end goal. You know, like if somebody starts our weight loss program, I try and get to, you know, to find out where's their mental space at. Because if people only have that end goal in mind and they don't have any stepping stones along the way, you know, little victories that they can have, that can seem like a far-fetched goal. And that's with anything. If somebody's, you know, pre-diabetic or wants to lose 100 pounds or has some sort of chronic issue that they're wanting to get rid of, that seems like a tall task for a lot of people. So to be there to motivate them and realize, you know, you don't have to change everything all at once, but when you start to make little steps each day and start to correct things that you know that you should be doing, well, you're going to start to get the results. And it might not happen tomorrow, and it might not happen next week, but within months, guess what? You're going to make a change. You talk about years, you're going to make a significant change.
Right.
How motivated are you? That's the key. That is so huge. And you find out pretty quickly who's motivated and who's not. And that's why I said, whether we have motivated or unmotivated patients, we're always there to encourage, regardless of
and I will tell
your
you
mental.
That, yeah. And I still get back, you know, in studying health now and again, I study health for 33 years. And what I've discovered myself, first it was exercise, then it was learning about nutrition, then it was finding my faith and using prayer as a bit advocate in helping me get my brain centered. And then I was led into chiropractic, and that, for me, it was the missing piece of the puzzle. And that's what we do. I mean, realize we are chiropractors. We promote what we do. Why? Because it's what we live. But the great thing is we live very healthy and very happy lives, and we are very active, and we're able to stay that way. And the chiropractic adjustment and the brain balancing adjustments that we perform are literally miraculous in that we open up your body's and your brain's ability to heal itself. It's a wonderful thing.
And also, what we see a lot, I just had a patient come in recently, and what we want, you know, the listener to understand is we listen. We don't hear your symptom and give you a pill or something to cover up that symptom. I had a patient come in just recently, and she has a bunch of stuff going on, but I'm not going to get into too much of it. But one of her conditions is she's diabetic. And she just got, in the last month, she got put on a second medicine for type 2 diabetes. And since then, her symptoms have gotten like tremendously worse. Ooh. And I said, did you talk to your doctor about that? And she said, yes. And I said, what did he say? Nothing. Stay on it. Keep going. I'm like, oh, okay, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You get on a medication, everything's going haywire. You're feeling way worse. What's the component that's missing that I don't know? But I told her, you know, we never tell any patients, you got, you know, if you're diabetic, you better stay on that medication until you can, you know, get something balanced out to, you know, balance those sugar levels out naturally. But we don't get anybody off of medication, but we try to make them as healthy as possible so that they can. But once again, the whole point that I'm making here is we sit down, we do a very thorough evaluation of people's past histories and current history and current symptomatology, and we listen to what you've got going on, because we want to help. We want to get to the root cause of, you know, why are you having these problems, and what can we do to serve you?
Yeah. I just had a woman come in yesterday, was in a car accident a few weeks ago. She's a patient, client I've seen before, probably back in 2010. She's in horrific pain, and she was complaining about going to one of the local medical facilities where they just kind of ignored her symptoms and thought, well, you know, nothing's really going on here. She could be faking. Maybe they thought she wanted pain meds, which she didn't. But the point is, she came in and she said, well, all they really offered me were the anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, pain pills. They aren't helping me. But again, she came in, we started working on her. She's going to get well because we're doing good things to help her get well. And we're treating her in a great way. And we know that she's going to be better because we do this all the time. But just another... So happy she came, you know, to our office.
And that's another thing that we see, you know, kind of goes in spurts, but we see a lot of personal injuries and we see a lot of car accidents. And people need to realize, if you get in a car accident, just because you don't hurt the next day or in a couple days after, go get checked out. Go
doesn't
get evaluated.
Doesn't mean something's not
exactly
happen there.
Exactly. And it's one of those things that people might, you know, you're in that fight or flight state after getting a car accident. You might not feel things for a couple weeks.
Right.
And the further out you get, you know, the harder it is to, you know, to really get it taken care of. So if you know anybody who's gotten in a car accident, or you yourself have been, get yourself checked out and make sure that, you know, everything's working and functioning properly, and that you're not, you know, walking around with an injury that's only going to get worse over time.
Yeah, I agree. So again, 217-698-5800, give us a call. We're here to help, and we will always do a great job at helping you get healthy and staying healthy.
If you have any questions, you can give us a call. 753-1240 is the number this afternoon. Did have a call a moment ago. She didn't want to go on the air. She was talking about low-carb diets.
Low-carb diets.
And she's had success there. What are your thoughts there?
Quick low-carb diets. Again, people need to realize that vegetables and fruit are carbohydrates, but they're the best and most nutritious form of carbohydrates. When people talk low-carbohydrates, they're talking about getting rid of pasta, breads, cereals, crackers, all that stuff that's produced from processed grain. I'm a big fan of doing that.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of getting all those processed foods out of your diet, including dairy, if it's pasteurized and not real dairy. Those will help deflame your body. Sugar, I say all the time, sugar, dairy, grain, big inflamers of the body. Go ahead.
I've got one side note. I read this just earlier. I just stumbled across on the internet. Just a fun little fact before we part today. I was reading that Johnson & Johnson, who makes the baby powders and things of that sort, was just slapped with a lawsuit. And they weren't just slapped with a lawsuit. They just were ordered by a judge and jury to pay out $4.69 billion. This just happened on July 12th.
With a B.
$1 billion for failing to warn of the presence and health risks of asbestos in their talcum powder products, like their baby powders and stuff, which apparently led to a lot of ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and things of that sort. So do your research, look into this stuff, stop using these products if you are, because they're not good.
And if anybody, they got an ache, they got a pain, they got a colicky baby, they can get hold of you guys, right? How do we do that?
We are at 217-698-5800. You can find us at reedfamilywellness.com. We are also on Facebook. If you like our show, please share it with friends. Also, anybody who misses the live shows, we will be putting them on our Facebook page.
All right. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, Dr. Shea, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.